AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Go Loud.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Are you one of nearly 3 in 10 men experiencing erectile dysfunction? Why not have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men 10mg film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.
Back to the weekly roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, Mark Megan's weekly roast is proudly brought to you by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection whenever you need it. Your own, obviously. I am so happy to be working with a brand that will help men, not just with their erections, but in realizing there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Am I right, Mystery Mick?
Big time.
Big time. Nearly 3 in 10 males have experienced ED, but only 1 in 4 are comfortable discussing it. Let's change that. Cialis for Men is now available without prescription from pharmacies nationwide. All it takes is a quick chat with your pharmacist and you're off to the races. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Welcome to the table, Mr. Mystery Mick.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
How are we?
I'm very well. I'm very well. How are you? I'm saying that everything twice today.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm fine. I walked through town just there on the way to the studio.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of Americans.
Yes. Big weekend.
Big Americans. How comfortable does the average Yank need to be at all times? I've said this. It amazes me the American sort of insatiable appetite to be perpetually comfy. The clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm with you.
They don't wear trousers.
A lot of cotton.
A lot of duvets. They're just sort of... They're a unique species, the Yanks.
Yeah.
I love them, by the way.
Yeah, big time.
Great people. But they fucking love a bit of comfort.
Well, to be fair, Mark, they are like... getting ready to leave the country and getting a 10-hour flight now. Like, they're all... It's an exodus. I know what you're saying, though. They really go for, like, comfort over fashion.
I saw one woman just there walking around. She was wearing one of those, which are... It's effectively like a furry tunic.
Okay.
You know sloppy people wear them on their couches?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They sell them in pennies, and it's
the onesies.
Like... No, but this is like a sleeveless...
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And they call them, like, a snuggy-wuggy or something.
Yes.
You're a grown adult. And you're wearing an item called a Snuggy Wuggy watching TV. And there's like Dorito juice and ejaculate all mixed in. Do you know what I mean, though? Nobody ever needs to be that comfortable. Put a fucking jumper on. Turn the heating up. This idea of wearing these Yanks swanning around Grafton Street in muumuus. And like effectively like a dressing gown, like a medieval serf, like sort of like furry tunics and just...
So we won't catch you in a dry robe anytime?
No chance.
No, no, no.
Or the American football. Just, they love their baseball caps as well.
One thing I hate when you see...
Like a nonce on the register trying to buy his papers in the local shop without being seen now that he's on day release.
Oh,
we know it's you, Peter. We can tell. By the Snapchat account, do you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Anyway.
You weren't interested in going to the football on the weekend?
No interest. No. South Dublin accent talking about the NFL is Guantanamo levels of torture to the ears. If you think this accent's bad, imagine it.
No, like, wait till you see my fantasy football team. Like, Labruzzi. I put down Labruzzi at -4 and then got...
Couldn't. Genuinely couldn't. Slice the ears off Van Gogh style. Give me the posthumous recognition and bury me outside the town walls because I'm done. Listening to somebody from Dean's Grange pontificate about the Pittsburgh Steelers hits me right in the fucking feelers. Get rid of it. I'm done. No interest. Thank you.
Oh, man, did you see Green Bay?
No, I didn't.
No, I'm with
you. I'd prefer to do a stint in the fucking alligator catraz or whatever they're calling it these days. Have you not seen whatever they're calling it? The crocodile fucking Mountjoy.
Okay, anyway, Mark, this week's roast, annoying co-workers.
Yes, annoying co-workers are, look, hand in hand with adult life comes with having to work with somebody that you don't like. It's just, there's one of those things that goes hand in hand always.
Big time.
Like lorry drivers and dogging. It does, surely. I'd love to see the stats of lorry drivers and doggers. I'd say lorry drivers and those who like dogging, the Venn diagram, it's just a circle. It's just one full
just
circle.
One shape.
Just one literal
one
circle.
Hole.
One hole that they fuck. The horniness. You know when you see those YouTube videos and it's like, oh, look at this guy who can cook a roast dinner in his little cabin in the lorry. Yeah. And fuck it. He definitely cooks the chicken and sucks the chicken. He touches, that's not stuffing. That's fingering. Do you know what I mean? There's something perverted about those little cabins
there
of the lorry
is,
drivers. But also any invention. Any invention, whether it's the waterbed, the hamburger, the trampoline, at one point there comes a stage when a man goes, I might shag it.
Shagging the tramp?
There's definitely been people who have tried to... No?
I suppose, bouncy, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, now that we're through the live shows,
yeah,
can I share my own story of an annoying co-worker? Well, actually, maybe you should share it.
Which one?
Okay, well, look. We obviously spoke about it in the live shows, so we haven't on the show. We need to talk about my first week here.
Mm-hmm.
You basically nearly getting the show cancelled.
Okay, well, yeah, right. So the first ever week, this isn't really annoying as such, but it was maybe erroneous on my end.
It's annoying when you dangle the carrot of like working on a podcast and then nearly get the podcast cancelled.
Okay, so basically the first week that Michael ever joined the Weekly Roast back in April, was it? We had to join this like company-wide, you know, what was it called? Like a wellness day or mindful wellness day. For the whole, anybody who was attached to the company in Ireland, we all had to log in. And it was, you know, presented by like this American lady who had a job title which you just know didn't exist 5 years ago. Like Spirit Chief or Wellness... You know what I mean? The wellness executive.
Yeah.
And we're on this Zoom call. We had to have our screens on, which is so insanely boring. And anyway, there's like, I'd say 50 or 60 people on the call.
Easily, yeah.
50 or 60 people on
the
call.
A lot of people.
Grant, we're all listening. Fine. I'm like dozing off, but I'm on my screen. Then all of a sudden I just hear, Mark M-I-R-L, would you like to unmute and come in? And I'm like, oh God. I'm like, sorry, yeah. And she's like, so Mark, answer the question. I was like, sorry, could you repeat the question? I didn't hear it. She's like, what would be your wellness dream? So, as a joke, I was just like, my wellness dream, probably a threesome with the Happy Pear Lads and Sophie Morris. You could hear a pin drop. I'm in bums. Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine me and Sophie sitting on the edge of the bed nude? You know, guys, are we doing this? We'll be there in a minute. Do you know what I mean?
Hi, Mark. Not sure if this is under the worst colleagues or definitely the most disgusting, unhygienic view on it anyway, but I wasn't working in the place long and my manager, now we're not sure if he killed the pigeon or if he found the pigeon, not sure on that point, but decided he would wrap it up in a plastic bag, put it into the fridge in the shared kitchen, and he was going to take it home and cook it. So in the shared fridge where all the other fresh food was a dead pigeon in a plastic bag.
No.
No.
No. That is... No. It didn't happen. It absolutely didn't happen.
No, there's no way.
A pigeon. You rarely see pigeons ran over, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I suppose you're right, yeah.
And the sort of the totem pole of sort of common dead birds. Do you know what I mean? You've got like your magpies, your neighbour Pauline.
There's no way. No. Stop that.
Oh, he didn't. God.
He didn't bring a dead pigeon in.
No, there's absolutely no way.
And I love the way she's getting into that. I don't know if he found it dead or if he killed. He did. All of it's insanity. Because there'd be diseases. It's not like it's wood pigeon and he shot it.
You'd have to have the whole fridge thrown out. There's no way that's real.
No way that's real. Okay. Oniva.
So this particular colleague was running the wheelchair herding program in work. And for reasons unbeknownst to everyone, he decided to get into a wheelchair.
No.
For the promo shoot of the wheelchair herding program, even though he's not a wheelchair user, doesn't need or use a wheelchair. So yeah, madness.
Surely that's like the wheelchair user equivalent of blackface. Genuinely though. That's outrageous.
Chair legs.
That's shocking. Sorry, he's the head of the wheelchair hurling program. How fucking massive is the company that they have enough wheelchair users to field a hurling team?
This is wild.
It's just completely inappropriate. It's ludicrous. Yeah. Like, there's solidarity.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And then there's just completely missing the mark. Like, it's offensive. I think that's completely offensive.
You have to read the room.
But, like, you're not even... Whatever we read, yeah, I'm surprised nobody stopped him and said, Graham, fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're the coach. It's not, this is not something, this isn't like changing your profile picture to a French flag. No. Do you know what I mean?
No.
There's solidarity.
There's a very specific reason that people are playing that sport.
Like.
And you can't be involved.
You should, no, yeah, no.
Someone should have had a word.
I'm trying to think of the equivalent of this. And I'm just struggling to come up with anything. It's a great initiative.
Yes, big time.
And it's great that they have that program in the company. But it's not great that the guy that they appointed to run the company goes, "Ah, yeah, sure, I'll just talk out the wheelchair in the day of it." Like, that's not the...
No, it's not the point.
Put a jersey on. Hold a hurl. That's your way of, do you know what I mean? Being part of it. Wear a tracksuit.
Yes.
Get a mug with the company crest on it. Don't be going, yeah, I'll just slip into the chair there. Do you know what I mean? No, that's not the way. That's...
He's gone too far.
Him legging out to get the timer on the camera, then back into the wheelchair. Fucking a passerby. It's a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's a disaster. It's a complete cultural oversight by the guy running this program. Okay, let's just go. That's mental.
Hell yeah, Mark. A place I worked in, years, about 20 years ago, you used to have to give the reason you were sick, you know, if you had the flu or kidney infection, whatever it was, you had to put it down. Right. But I was working anyway, and this fella rings in one night and he says, "Here, will you stick us down on the sick?" I says, "Yeah, no bother." I says, "But I put down as the reason." He says, "I'm in bed with my sister. Is that sick enough for you?"
Good stuff.
And he just hung up. I swear to God, 20 years later, I can still remember it as clear as day. As clear as day. I swear to God, I couldn't look at him. Couldn't look at him. Dirty bastard.
Hold on a second here. Fire the guy.
Give him a promotion.
Hello, is that HR? Yeah, how's it going? Listen, I'm riding my sister. Kian, would you mind popping in this afternoon for a chat? You're free to bring a representative or, you know, a responsible adult. I'm in bed with my sister. Is that sick enough for you? Yes, it is. You're fired. That's the end of your career here. Like, I'm not going to mention the company.
He just hangs up the phone to lie to himself.
That's brilliant, but what a bit of crack. Anyway, Tina, what time is mum coming back? Utterly demented.
Oh, God.
Like, what's the reality there, though? Are you faking sick? Is it the insect? Like, have you ridden your sister? If you haven't, done it something else, we'd like to know. But also, this is just insanely inappropriate.
It's so out there, you wouldn't even ask, though. It's actually genius.
What? Like, well, that's why people say ass stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you want to get out of something, ass stuff.
Yeah.
Anything to do with bums, no one's going to ask.
No.
Or the people that do, are, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah. I just can't believe that. That's all.
Okay, let's go. That's Dérange. Dérangement.
Hi, Mark. So when I lived in Australia, I worked in an office and one of the girls on the team didn't have any issues letting out wind on a daily basis. She would lift an arse cheek, let out a big fart, and all she would say was, "Patties," which was short for her to say every time. I never got over the shock. And I still laugh about it to this day.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard. Patties! Patties! Lifting up an arse cheek like it's a sofa cushion looking for a €1.
That's a great colleague. That's the...
Patties! Gone.
No!
I just hate people that do disgraceful things but adopt it as if it's part of their personality. So, you know, people that show up late, you're like, oh, I'm always late. Why are you laughing? The burial was at 9.
Mark.
You had a prayer of the faithful. You fucked it, Fenton. You're gone from the... No, but you know me, people that show up late.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, do you know me?
Oh, I'm
you know,
terrible.
You know me, I'm useless. Yeah. Don't care. You are useless.
You are. You're a bad person.
By the way, people who use traffic as an excuse. Oh, Jesus, lad, traffic in the middle of the day, the way it always is. Yeah, of course it is.
City of a million people.
Allow for the traffic.
Yes. Yeah.
Factor the traffic into your plans. Anyway, Patties.
I love this one.
I hate her. The moment anybody lifts their bum cheek up in my company.
Yeah, but like, you haven't spent the year, as many years and years, working in these terrible workplaces where, like, if you have someone like that, they make the day better.
The saying Patties is just...
What a legend.
This is what I could never do, like, the Australian sort of New Zealand. Now, I know they're very different. Were you ever tempted by that, the New Zealand?
Never, never.
No?
No.
But the Australian is great, though. Because you've got the lifestyle and the racism. Do you know what I mean? No, you
can't. They're not the same thing.
Guys, you are very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're new to the show, it's great to have you with us. Do us a huge favor. Click follow and subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast. It means you'll get a free roast, 2 free roasts, in fact, delivered to your RSS feed every single week. So just follow or subscribe wherever you're listening. Furthermore, thank you all so much, genuinely, to everybody who came out to the shows in Dublin, Cork, Galway. It was pretty life-changing, to be honest.
Huge, absolutely.
Like, you have to remember, myself and Michael, like, I hadn't been on stage in 2 years. Michael had never been on stage. I've always had a completely fucked up relationship with my stage, with the stage and myself.
Yes.
You know, I can't speak for Michael, but let's be honest.
Bad relationship with myself.
Loons. Two loons. Two loons here. And we just are so, so grateful to everybody who came out. It was a phenomenal tour, as he calls it.
Yes.
Three venues. Three cities. It was three cities. Three massive cities in
Ireland. A bona fide tour.
That's a tour. Completed. Nevertheless, thank you all so much for the support. Really appreciate it. It's been a very fun couple of months, and there are some astonishingly exciting things happening behind the scenes, which we will be hopefully speaking to you about very soon. But first, I must watch my wife give birth. Sort of a weird way of shoehorning that in. Anyway, let's get back to the show.
Hi, Mark. So this owl lad worked with me. in a hospital in Dublin, and every morning he went into the canteen, he bought a fried egg, took off his peach cap, put the fried egg on his bald head, and put the peach cap back on to keep it warm till break time. Lovely, very hygienic.
Sorry? Some Roddy Doyle.
A senior physician. A man in charge of other people's lives.
Yeah.
Getting a fried egg, putting it on top. Is he fucking Humpty Dumpty? Putting it on top of his head to keep it warm. Just get it later. There's not that much of a dearth of eggs in Ireland. It's not 1842.
It's not a setter's market.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Get the eggs early, quick.
Early doc catches the egg. It's ridiculous.
The early doc catches the cock. The early surgeon.
Catches.
The early surgeon.
Catches the surgeon.
Kisses the virgin.
Oh.
And then tribunal is kind of, no. Anyway, it's completely absurd. Also, just one fried egg with the source of egg juice dripping down his chinny chin chin. This is completely and utterly absurd. Also, what sort of cap? This peaked cap, like a 1920s paper boy. Extra, extra. You know those little annoying rats with the shorts and the shoes and the hat. What is this?
I have no idea.
What is that story? Hey, mate, two eggs, please. Will I have scrambled? No, I'm not wearing that big of a hat. I've just got the yarmulke on today. So if you could just poach them over easy, please.
Yeah.
You know? Do you want to just come back at lunch? No. Give them to me now.
I'm a busy man.
This bald fucking cow of mine is operating at perfect egg-keeping temperature. Do you know what I mean? Has he heard of a lunchbox?
Or a mouth.
Or, like...
Just eat the fucking thing.
The eggs that you've got on sale there, are they Fabergé? No, they're not. They're from Drumcondra. Cool. I'll be back at lunchtime. They're not that rare. They're not fucking hen's teeth. Do you know what I mean? Loon. Sorry to break the bad news. Sorry, Doc? Sorry, we've got some bad news. No, Doc. There's a fried egg coming out of your cap. Are you the magician here on the ward? Oh, this is a joke. I'm not actually dying. Oh, it's all just a joke. Brilliant, because there's a fried egg dripping out of your eyes. No, I'm dead. Good luck. On y va. Eggy va. Brilliant. Excellent.
So we have an unidentified colleague at work who we refer to as either the phantom pooper or the secret shitter.
Excellent.
So probably from those descriptions, you can guess what it is that she does.
Accounts.
She strikes with no pattern. She leaves her messes on the toilet, on the back of the toilet, and one time even on the floor.
No.
And we've had lots of discussions about why, and is this a problem? Is it a mental health issue? Is it on purpose because she doesn't like the rest of us? So we just don't know. And every time colleagues retire, we think, oh, maybe she's gone, but she hasn't.
So this seems to happen everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like this is a pretty common... There's a phantom shitter in most offices.
We had it in school. We had some guy, he used to go in, basically.
Shit.
Oh, no!
No!
All of these years! I've gotten away. Would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for them pesky skids. Poo humour. So, there you go. Nevertheless, there was a guy in our school who used to come in and do the soap dispensers.
Oh, okay.
So he'd lift up the soap, which, by the way, let's be honest, was it soap? It was very, it would just burn your mitts. Yeah. I would sooner, never forget the coldness of the water out of the taps in our school.
Mm.
And then you use some of that soap and your fucking fingers would smell like, horrendous. But so he would come in during a double period, usually French on Friday mornings, and he would do a poo, put it into the soap dispenser, and then wait for some unsuspecting hand washer to come in and, like, you know, put poo soap onto their hands. Christ. This is the sort of Dublin 4 levels of, you know, those private schools, geez, they're really getting some education. Yeah, we used to always just get, fairy liquid and put it into the fountain.
Yeah.
And then the priest would, like, completely go mad and have to try and, like, chase the suds out of the little... Because we basically had this, like, how do you describe it? It was like an atrium in the middle of the hall, right? Okay, that was a garden that you could only get into via one door, and there was a fountain there.
Right.
But you could access, you could put Suds fairy liquid out of the windows in the upper study, nice. And it would go down. And then you just have like this gaggle of priests chasing foam, having some sort of foam party, be like, no, Brother Tony, go this way, like trying to shoehorn, like, it was weird. It was all weird.
Hi, Mark. I used to work in a bakery years ago to put myself through college, and all of the bakers were young lads from Finglas. And one of the guys in particular was a bit of a slag, and he ended up getting crabs from some young one and told the lads in work about it. So the lads told him to go to the doctor. And what did he do? He found the mirror in the staff bathroom and got himself a big razor and shaved his whole body from top to bottom in where the food was being prepped for the next day. So I hope nobody found any short and curlies in their raspberry flans when they bought them in the shop the following day. And by the way, this guy used to call himself the Lickout King.
Brilliant.
So that was the type of guys I used to work with.
Brilliant. The Lickout King. That is just like, in terms of examples why royalty should be abolished.
The Lickout King.
The Lickout King. Who's his queen? Is there a prince? Who's prince? Who's the heir to the throne? Referring to yourself, who does he say that to?
Yeah.
How's it going? Tony, is it? Yeah. I met you on Tinder. Nice to meet you. What is it that you do? Well, I work as a part-time baker, but then I sort of have other obligations because I am the Lickout King, you see, in Finglas. So I sort of tend to do, you know, I worked in the bakery because I needed the dough.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. The double.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a bit of work in the bakery there just because I need the dough, and then sort of part-time. And then the other side, I'm the Lickout King.
Yeah.
Which comes, of course, it's not as full on as you might think. You know, occasionally, mostly lickouts, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm the sort of the king of them.
Is that an inherited title?
It's basically, I've never actually given someone a lickout.
Oh, okay.
But the way I feel like I just sort of identify as the Lickout King in between accumulators.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Chippies. I feel like by referring to myself, it started off as my name on the fantasy football team.
Naturally.
Yeah,
naturally.
I was going to go for Sean, but instead went for the Lickout King.
Yeah.
But originally Lickout King was taken, so it had to be Lickout King _ Pussy Lips. So, yeah, very good at FIFA.
Yes.
No, let's go. Oh, guys, you're very, very welcome back to the final part of the roast of your worst ever colleague. Hold on to your hats, hold on to your hearts. Without any further ado, I bring to you the final part of the roast of your colleagues. Let's go.
I used to work with a guy a couple of years ago. I'm actually his manager, but he used to boast to anyone who would listen, and anytime he met someone new, he'd try and like maneuver the conversation around, like, you know, your hobbies or what you did in your free time. But he used to have a side hustle in being a writer, and he used to write erotic literature, to be precise. He used to be paid by predominantly Japanese people, his words, not mine, to write erotic porno stories, a lot of fan fiction. Now, I don't know how successful he was. I don't know how much money he made at this, but we sure heard about it and all.
There's a huge appetite for horny writing.
Yeah?
Yeah. There is, though.
No, fair, yeah. Like, 50 Shades is one of the biggest books of all time.
Yeah.
Biggest series, even.
Yeah, yeah.
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 We've had our own run-ins with some erotic literature, Mark.
Mr. William Smutler Yeats.
The one and only.
If you're not familiar with Mr. William Smutler Yeats, you should probably go back and have a listen.
Yes, big time.
But now that we've got the shows out of the way, I suppose I can tell you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there was an update on Mr. William Smutler Yeats. That inflection is so infuriating to even say. So for those of you that weren't at the live shows, I was contacted by somebody about, what, 3 months ago? It was sort of a month or two after the William Smutler Yeats saga.
Yeah.
And this woman said, I frequently get messages from people saying, oh, I think I'm chatting to Smutler Yeats and all the rest. And invariably they're not. It's just like shit guys with shit chat, yeah, which is...
You up.
Yeah, literally, like, assumably 97.8% of... By the way, it transcends gender, chat. It's neither male nor female.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, this woman messaged me and she said, Mark, I think I'm chatting to William Smutler Yeats. And she started sending me screenshots. At the beginning, I was reluctant. Oh, excuse me.
Right.
I'm on a 24-hour fast and I just had some Coke Zero.
Oh, yeah.
To get the energy levels up.
Yeah.
And as a result, the... People don't need to know. No. They don't care. Parties! Anyway, this woman sent me the screenshots.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, please.
So if you're listening now, the question is this or is this not Smutler Yeats? Mm-hmm. Hi, Tina. This is his first message. Monday, March 7th, 2025, 10:22 p.m. Hi, Tina. Thanks for matching with me, lovey. Smiley face. Hope you are having a fun week in work, smiley face. Sorry only replying to now. I was across in Waterford with work till Monday, but finally coming up for air. Sniffs. Yes, Dublin air feels good, lol. What your plans tonight? Are you and the gals going out?
Oh my God.
So like, I instantly was like, that guy's a complete pervert.
Yeah, yeah.
But... It's not William Smutler Yeats. Also, thanks for matching with me, lovey. Lovey. Unless you're fucking Carl Mullen sitting in his car. Okay? The term lovey is just never appropriate. Hope you're having a fun week. And then, sorry, finally coming up for air. Sniffs? Creep ass. That is just so perverted.
It's completely perverted, but it doesn't have the hallmarks.
It's not the traditional Smutler Yeats smut.
Yes.
So I was like, Tina, you're wrong. You might be talking to a loon, but it's not our loon. And then she goes, brace yourself, Mark, and sends me the follow-up message. So he had sent her that at 10:22 p.m. She didn't reply. And then at 02:04 a.m., so what, 4 hours later, he sends her this. I found a tennis ball inside an old coat pocket earlier. I dragged it across my face, thinking what it would feel like to have the bristles of your mound against my cheeks. Is that a bit cheeky, lol? It's now gone under the couch. Can't find it. Would love to have you over for a carbonara. You fancy meeting for a cuppa tomorrow, or know someone who might be? That is William Smutler Yeats.
He's back. We got
that
him.
That is, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. I can't believe they're just doing that, by the way, the Yanks. Anytime. Oh, yeah, Bin Laden, we got him. Or was it Saddam they first did it for?
It was Saddam.
First for Saddam.
Yeah.
And then for Charlie. Like, it just, they did do it for Kirk.
No, they didn't.
Oh, they fucking did. One of them did. He went out and said, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Oh, my God.
And they all went, hoo-ha, and the duvet dress tunics all rupted in the air and Twinkies flew out of their armpits and an eagle soared with flames out its gooch. America, bitch. Anyway, I found a tennis ball and said, William Smutler Yeats all day.
All day.
Let's go.
Hi, Merrick. So, a guy I used to work with in a shop was diabetic and he... made this his entire personality, just obsessed with talking about diabetes. And they had to take a shot every day, like an insulin injection into his leg. But what he used to do is just go into the office, which was my office, by the way. I was the manager. He used to just walk into my office, drop his pants down to his ankles, and just give himself a shot, and then walk back out as if it was completely needed to be more set.
okay, like, this one is tricky.
Yes.
Bottom line for me is, don't take your trousers off in front of a person. If a person has told you that you're making them feel uncomfortable by taking your trousers off,
yes,
certainly don't take your trousers off anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In a workplace,
never. It's rare,
unless you're a fucking tailor, it's rarely, unless you are a seamstress, you are Daniel Day in The Phantom Thread.
Yeah.
One of his best movies, by the way. If you haven't seen The Phantom Thread, you haven't lived. And if you haven't heard the soundtrack, by the way, which is by Johnny from Radiohead, you haven't lived. It is the most Welsh rare bit. It is the most stunning, brilliant. Sounded like a post-stroke Gorbachev there. But he didn't have a stroke. Actually, I think he could have. A stroke of luck, says you. Getting the bloody... Nope.
Move on. Yeah.
Don't be bringing in the Gorbachev.
Too soon.
Anyway, sorry, trousers. Yeah. You're making somebody uncomfortable. Stop it. Just totally stop it. You agree. Don't need the excuse. Like, you've got diabetes, not relevant. Patties! No, put your trousers back up. It's like, another one from the live show.
Yeah.
So as part of the live shows, some of you might remember, I asked everybody in advance, I said, if you're coming to the live shows, send me an embarrassing picture or an embarrassing story and we'll include it for the roast of the audience stage. Because a large part of the live show, my friends, for good stuff, was to roast the audience.
Which was
great.
It's
a very funny thing. And I'm actually already having visions of like a Graham Norton style red chair. Very exciting stuff could be happening in the future. Nevertheless... Okay, we got this message, and this is one where at the beginning you're very much on side of the person. Okay,
big time, yeah.
Hi Mark, and I won't tell you from which show, but hi Mark, it will be my birthday on the night of your show, so please don't share my name or details. But 2 years ago I was seeing a boy from a different town and his mom was a total wagon. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Used to make comments about my size, horrible, and upbringing when I'd be down in their house of a Friday. Never ever thought I was good for her darling son and had no problem making me aware of that. Mind you, her son isn't the angel or the genius that she thinks he is. Reasonable enough.
Apart from the slight dig at the son, you're very much on her side.
Mm.
Yeah.
But sorry, overall though.
Yes, no, 100%.
She's not like...
And there's nothing worse than like difficult in-laws. So you have a sympathy. Absolutely.
We have both hit the absolute jackpot with our own in-laws.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's not, I'm not just saying that because the will, do you know what I mean? I'm not just saying that because of the property in Clare. I'm not just saying that because I wouldn't mind a house in Doolin growing up, do you know what I mean? I'm not just saying that for those things because the leafy house in Castleknock, do you know what I mean? I'm not just saying those things. That's outrageous. Nevertheless, the original message were on her side.
Yes, big time.
She then follows up with this. Anyway, I took a dump in their attic when they were down in Ross Lair one Sunday, as it was just myself and himself in the house for the weekend. He was making brekkie, and their room was on the top floor, so I walked into the attic that way. Don't know what came over me, but it felt funny at the time. After a few days, I heard from the BF that she was blaming the husband, who is a weirdo, she says, for a rotten smell, but eventually she went into the attic and found the poo.
A popo of the mouth.
I broke up with him about a month later anyway, so I don't know what happened in the end, but the last I heard of it was that the man was truing to sew the plumber. She spells sew like knitting needles. I do still cringe when I think back on doing the poo. I have a very good job and my current BF would be mortified. He's also on good money. Not relevant. Anyway, I took a dump in their attic.
Straight in.
On the revenge there. Outrageous. When they were... Sorry, my indigestion, whatever you want to call it. When they were down in Ross Lair one Sunday, as was just myself and himself.
How is that what you think to do? Like where does your brain go?
She's been a bit snide recently. Yeah. I should defecate in the upper part of their house.
I don't know.
You know, when we were in Cork?
Yeah.
I was going to the gig, to the venue in Cypress Avenue, and I got a taxi from the venue, from the hotel into the venue. The Cork taxi driver was like, so what are you doing downhill? And all the rest. That's a terrible accent. It wasn't like that at all. But he was like, so what are you doing down here? I was like, comedian. And then he did that thing, which they all do, where they're not taxi drivers, but just people. They're like, do you know who is funny? Brilliant. Who?
Kevin Hart.
Okay. Is your stuff like his? Slightly different. Tonally. Culturally, slightly different.
Yeah.
We've had separate contexts. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Anyway,
I tried to like win him over, as I do with essentially everybody, because deep down I have a vacant void in my soul where ultimately I just want to be liked and adored and accepted. And then maybe if everyone else accepts me, I'll begin to accept myself. The lifelong pursuit of self-compassion continues. Anyway, I was like to him, tell him about what's in the show, and he wasn't giving me anything. So I told him this story. Be like, this is definitely going to get a laugh. What's funnier than a poo on a roof? Do you know what I mean? And he literally looked at me in the rearview mirror and he goes, doing a poo in the attic? Who does she think she is? Anne Frank. Brilliant.
Delighted with himself.
Delighted with himself. I gave him like a laugh and then he was like, the diarrhea of Anne Frank, am I right? Okay, just enough, mate. Like, enough about the
That's when the AirPods go
That's when the AirPods go in. You go, sorry, I have to take this call. And then you're just listening to Farmville in your headphones. Always with the Farmville.
Hi, Mark. Love the cod. Yes, so at a Christmas party a couple of years ago, myself and one of my colleagues were sharing a room. She was married. And come that night after being in the residence bar, probably back to the room about half four in the morning, went into bed, thought no more of it. Two separate beds in the one room. And I woke up about 7:30 in the morning and to a lot of rustling going on in the bed beside me. I looked over and there was sort of giggles and stuff. So I just got out of bed, ran into the bathroom. And when I was in there, I heard the bedroom door closing as the other person left. But when I came back out, she was crying and all apologetic. And oh my God, what am I going to do? So there you go. Work with it.
If there's one thing that drives you up the wall, it's cheaters crying.
Yes.
After they've been caught.
Yes, yes.
What am I going to do? I just don't know. I've all fucked it.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you feel guilt and remorse? Or are you crying at the hopelessness that you've been caught and there's no way out? I would argue it's the latter.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
You were doing the missionary beside Susan from accounts 4 minutes ago. Be like, Carl, keep your voice down. Oh, your fucking breath stinks. Do you know what I mean? Breathe into my neck there. Jesus. Oh no, it's out. It's falling out again. Just give it to me. Hold on. There, okay, go. Oh fuck, she's away, the cunt. Do you know what I mean? Yes. Carl, the guilt descended upon the realization that you would know where to turn.
Yes.
And that's not guilt.
That's self-pity nearly.
That's, yeah, exactly. It's despair and panic at, oh God, I've done it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there might be a momentary, oh, I shouldn't have done it. But the shouldn't have done it is from being the fact that they've been caught, not the moral implications of betraying their partner in space. And again, I understand relationships are complex and I am in no position to comment on anybody else's relationships or conduct within a relationship. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's nothing to do with me. There are many reasons why people cheat. There are many reasons why people don't cheat. There are many reasons. There are many people who don't cheat that do other things that are as vociferously pig and ignorant and betraying. So don't get me wrong. Yeah. I am not positioning myself on some sort of moral evangelical steed, sanctimoniously trampling across the dreams of you betraying, decrepit, philandering fucks. Michael. You on that stag in Swansea. Sending pictures of yourself motorboating an 84-year-old pensioner at a car boot sale. Oh, you doing then, big boy? Give us a go, your Jim Jams. You said to him, and he said, oh no, I don't. I don't know why.
This fast is not working.
This fast, the 24-hour fast, I'm coming up on 22 hours and I am losing cognitive functions. Genuinely.
Look, it's given us some great moments today. That's the important thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But go eat something, will you?
Yeah, I think I should. Go have a bit of lunch. Thank you so much for listening to the Weekly Roast, guys. Hugely appreciate it. If you are a fan of the show, new or old,
do us a favour and make sure that you have subscribed to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It is a huge help to us. And it also means you get new episodes in to your inbox every single week. Furthermore, follow me on Instagram at Megan Mark, and of course, our beloved sidekick slash producer, Mystery Mick, at Michael O'Malley. We are genuinely profoundly moved by the support from all of you over the last few months, and the growth of the show and everything beyond is just incredible. And it's amazing to see a lot of a lot of hours and a lot of work sort of beginning to pay off. So we just want to say thank you so much. It's so fabulous to be on this journey with you, etc., etc. Genuinely though, and keep minding yourselves. Love hearing from you. Send us messages on Instagram if you enjoy the show. If you have any suggestions on what you'd like to hear roasted next, you know what to do. Take care. I will speak to you very soon. On y va.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men. 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil. Now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at www.cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.